Hornet Escort W2TTT, Mobile, with the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KTBAR. Brady, that's a good answer. Real quick, do we have any stations on frequency who might be able to take the log the station checking in and keep a roster tonight for me as I am mobile, W2TTT. All right, we're going to do this from memory then. That'll be exciting. I always like to do that. If you're still off, if someone wants to jump in and offer to log, that'd be great. So good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. And this is the technical net for Barra and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. Conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. PL is 141.3, and of course the offset is minus 600 kilohertz. Feed is located in Alpine, New Jersey, and this net is a little different than other nets. The net is a conversation about amateur radio, computers, electronics, telecommunications, and the natural sciences that underlie our wonderful hobby, and also what we do with it and how we operate. Things we've done, things we aspire to do, things we want to do again, and of course the things we never want to do again. Sometimes those are the most interesting stories. So this is a good time to tell stories, not just bring up technical topics of the normal sense, but it's all technical around here. And of course, you know, how we've served others. Something that comes up in this wonderful net as well. So, let's see, just a couple of quick points. We check in a little differently as well. We check in by giving our call sign, our name. We indicate whether or not we have a question, a comment for sales swap or wanted item. None of the above or some portion of those things. You might ask, why would you check in if it's none of the above? The answer is so that we can cater to a net that would appeal to you. And if we don't know you're there, we can't tailor the net for those who are listening. The other thing is we might, under some circumstances, call upon you to chime in on a particular topic because we may remember that you have some expertise on something that at first you might have missed. One other point, and we'll have a separate check-in for them. We will check in, guys, via Echolink, K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-Lima. K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-Lima is the Echolink ID. So no further ado, real quick, I'll ask one more time, are there any stations who could possibly log tonight? This is K2-BAR.
K2-BAR, W2-JK, I can try it.
Much obliged, Don, I appreciate it. Can just email me the list and multiply that. Alrighty, I appreciate it. So, let's see. Any stations whose call signs begin with whiskey, and we'll start with W2JEK, and then all follow. Don, you first. What are your intentions for tonight?
Okay, W2JEK. I just have one comment, over.
Okay, Don, one comment for W2JEK. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, name here is Bob, and no traffic.
Bob, WHUISD, any other whiskey?
WI2W, with a couple of comments.
Steve, we'll get you as well, WI2W, with a couple of comments. And any other whiskey?
WE2R, Charlie, nothing doing.
Good evening, Sir Charles. Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
Good evening, Jim. Welcome, Gordon. WA2UMP, it's always nice to hear you. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, November Papa Radio. Hector, no questions or comments at this time.
NPR. Good evening, Hector. You've been a frequent flyer mostly lately. That's been a pleasant occurrence.
another kilo.
KC2, WDJ, Walt and Archberg with a comment.
KC2, WJ, Walt with a comment. Walt, very good. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos?
Let me see if I got it. KV2, NLA, Chris, just listening.
Good evening, Chris. All right, any other kilos?
Kilo Mike 4, Golf Hotel, November, listening.
Good evening, Mitch. What are your intentions?
Strictly monitoring.
Okay, you're good. Come aboard, Mitch. Alrighty, any other kilos? Alright, Novembers. Okay, how about Alphas?
In Bergenfield, good evening to everybody on the net, and especially to you, Walter. I heard you the other night there, and I have a raise for you.
Excellent. N2ZZK. Bob, good evening to you.
Net, N2ZZK with no questions. Thank you.
Roger that. Okay, any other November? How about Alpha?
Alpha Charlie 2, Kilo Yankee, Warren, just listening.
Alpha Charlie 2, Kilo Yankee, from Atlantic City to Kentucky. Got it. Very good, Warren. Good hearing you. Any other Alpha? AA2WP, Willie P, just listening. AA2WP. Any other Alpha? Okay, how about Echo Link station? Station's on Echo Link. Alrighty. Any other call signs before we start the
call? That's the bearer B. It is saved for the bearer pick.
Yeah, I think that was Noel. If it was Noel, you come on in. If it's not, then they should come in anyway on Echo Link. I apologize. I didn't leave it long enough. Plus, we doubled. Back again, please. Who you are and what your intentions are.
This is N2OEF. I'm just going to be monitoring today. No comments, no questions. I'll be back in time for the bearer meeting and for the date for the bearer fixing. Over.
That's excellent. That's really excellent. Alrighty. Very good, Noel. See you with the Eagle ceremony after the picnic. It is after the picnic. That's awesome. Alrighty. Any other Echo Link stations? Alrighty, very good. Alright, well, let's get this show on the road. WDJEK, you're going to go first, and then when you're done, right off the barrel. Do that, but nets are recorded, and all nets other than the first row are recorded and available on amateurradio.tangovictor, amateurradio.tangovictor, MyMarkTechNet, and TransitNet, too, so feel free to check that out. We also have an email group, a closed email group, but you're welcome to join it. That's the Yahoo group, but again, it's closed, we say, but it's ComTech group, what it's called. It's Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, ComTech group. If you can't find it for any reason, give me an email, TTT, and I will add a number. Alrighty, with no further ado, WJK, KGBAR.
K2BAR, the net W2JEK, good evening everybody. Barrett will be running a special test session on August 28th, Friday night, and it will be at the Senior Center in the Township of Washington. Coincide with a class that technicians that AWD is currently running. And the night before is the last class, Wednesday night, and everything's being fresh in their mind. The test session will be that Friday night. was of the binocular. Excellent, W2JK.
All right, very good. Are there any stations with questions or comments to Don regarding this upcoming test session or licensing in general? Please call QTB Air. All righty. Any further comments, Don?
Sent in an email today to GMK2ZR, who is my liaison with the school. I go to Barra for all sessions that we hold over. They sent him a 3-day campfest in December and one in November. So I confirm the dates that they're going to publish those. Barra and the AORL's website. Back in at 72JK.
Alrighty. Very good. I do have one thing I want to add, and that is that I saw a note that Vanity, call sign renewal fees no longer be collected after September sometime, which is pretty cool. Obviously, you still have your standard $15 your license, probably a similar fee, get your Vanity call, but your renewal, which currently for our standard license costs you nothing, is free, and so will the Vanity starting in September, so that's pretty cool. So, as one who holds a Arab, one other thing I can tell you also, there are no fees to pay for license at the renewal. I simply called the FCC, from the FCC, a simple RRL, and able to, blessing of my son, do his license for him, rather than have that sit out there and get forgotten. A simple phone call, the RRL, the matter was solved. It was on the FCC website, so keep that in mind. Your renewal process can be via phone at area code 860-594, whatever 800 number they have, I don't remember what. Yesterday, you see in the nice personal answers, your license is posted within a couple of off the air, and you forgot to renew your ticket or phone call can resolve. So, anything on that subject before we move? Stop.
Okay, there is a thing that started back in last year, 2004, credit licenses in general with the extra hired beyond the 2 years. And get license back if number one, and then you will renew a license, you will get because they don't have a license.
Yet to see how clean it is, so here it's there, they could let me know, maybe I'll put an electric up next. Thanks for running the net, Gordon. K2BAR, WIGW.
Okay, very good, Steve. Well, that's a lot of fun. Seems to be the year where we all go head west and visit our children. I did that back in March. Alrighty, are there any stations with comments or questions for Steve? And I have one. One, could you post product listing and then eBay, I think you said, on the ComTech group? That would be much appreciated. Might want to also qualify your experience. Tried it yet, but what the heck, why not? Mid-volt batteries are very common in cars and boats and things. I'm just dropping off the prettiest girl in my world. The next question I had for you was, this is sort of tongue-in-cheek, but next month or in future months, could we have a presentation on the connection to Nebish Reef in the Gulf of Aqaba?
Just let me know when you want to give it, and we're all set.
I think Peter should give it. I think it would make a great April presentation. Nebish Reef. I couldn't help myself. All right, any other comments or questions for Steve?
Nope, that's it. Everybody Sunday night, hopefully, in Miami.
Nancy and I will definitely be there. All righty. Very much. Don, who is next?
KQBR, this is W2JK. Walt, KCBU is next. He had a comment. Over.
Walter, it's your ball.
Okay, I guess it's kind of just more of an announcement, actually. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be hiking up a little bit north of Ramapo to a peak about 1,200 feet. Be going on a 40-meter. Probably going to try and start out around 7222. About 8, 9 p.m. around then. So if anybody wants to keep an ear out and work me, I'd appreciate it. Make my climb up there worth it. That's about it. Back to the net.
Upper sideband?
I believe lower sideband.
Sorry, yeah, what am I saying? It's 40 meters. Okay. Alrighty. Around 9 o'clock. Where will you be on the AT? Or I think you said the AT.
I'll be honest, I know where the peak is, I know how to get there. It's probably 15-20 minutes north of Ramapo, I believe. I believe Ramapo. I'm not actually sure what the location is called. And it's one peak amongst many, but it's kind of the highest in that area. And, I'm in SOTA, but I'm not actually going there to do an activation or anything. I just want to play radio, see how far I can get out with my 5 watts.
Yeah, sorry, a couple of questions I have. So this is not a SOTA activation. It's not a SOTA peak, correct?
It may be, but I don't know, even know how to look it up. I don't know what to find the name for it is. But I'm just going to treat it as not. I'm just going to go there and play radio, basically. Okay.
Can you get us a lat long and email out? Because you're going there and arriving in the dark. What's your egress plan? I've done a number, across a decade or so, I've done a couple of scraping hams off of hilltops that got short on supplies and light. Do you have a place covered?
Roger, I'm actually charging all of my rechargeable flashlights tonight. When I have my Baofeng for VHF, UHF backup, I've spent years in the woods. I actually have 6 acres up in the Adirondacks. I've spent an entire week out there hiking in and hiking out about the miles. So I think I'll be all right.
Okay, but you are somebody with a no generalized route. You're welcome to just on maybe a shot of the map.
Okay, I actually have a map made up on my computer at work, so I'll probably shoot that over to C2W tomorrow. Like I said, I think I'll be all right. There's a trail that goes most of the way up the mountain there, so I think I'll be.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. I solo hiking in the dark. Okay. Not be my
revised way of doing things. You need to have a better safety. 7222 and on 9 o'clock. Will you be monitoring an FM repeater that we can possibly use and reach from, let's say, Farewell?
It depends on how far out my Baofeng will reach at that altitude. I'll probably be able to work this repeater. So I'll try and keep this thing on at the same time. I think it's pretty much line of sight with that kind of height. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think it's fine. Likely fine. So we'll see you on 955. The backup you might want to consider is 146.835. That'd be another choice. That's on Blue Plaza. One generally is pretty good up the Hudson. Again, you only use A35 if you're shadowed to this one.
Alrighty.
Coming night, Friday night?
Yes, tomorrow night, Don. Who was the other station under Don?
Whiskey 2 Juliet Charlie. No traffic, cover.
Okay, Jim, very good. W2JC, we got you in. All right, so yeah, Walt, if you would send your map and maintenance, maybe a cell phone number to Steve, if you want to copy me, I'm calling W2TTT. Better that a couple of us have that information, because a bunch of us will be at the Farewell Radio Club tomorrow night to contact you.
Sounds good, will do. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Real quick, where in the Adirondacks do you have your 6 acres?
Yeah, no problem. It's in the town of Ohio, so it's southwestern Adirondacks. It's next to the town of Russia and Poland. So imagine where the people who first went there came from. Or to imagine it either, their naming. But it's like southwestern Adirondacks, just over the park line. There's a few other properties up that way. I'm not actually sure the legality of how any of that stuff got built there, but it's there, and I'm technically in the park, so I got miles of nothing around me, which is how I like it.
Yeah, the Adirondack Park Agency is the park it administers. Interesting. I'm really glad that they preserving the legality. Even hope up there is all that built up in the APA. The APA, otherwise known as the Anti-Congress. Alrighty, anybody else have any questions for Walter?
WIQW. Dave, go right ahead.
So Walt, how long is the hike up from the parking area?
It's not too bad, it's about a mile and a half. And like I said, there's like a fire trail or something most of the way. I only got to cut through some heavy brush at the very last beat to get to the peak. It shouldn't be too bad.
Follow-up question. Know how much poison ivy is there?
I do not, but considering my recent diagnosis of Lyme disease, my primary concern right now is ticks. So I am suiting up completely and soaking myself with tea.
Okay. All right, well, good luck tomorrow night. And as you're starting your climb, you might get on 955 or 835 and let us know that you're climbing. Follow your progress.
Will do. Sounds good.
All right, thanks, WIW.
Okie dokie. Interesting night tomorrow night. All right, very good. Yeah, well, several of us will keep an ear out on 955 when we're down at Farewell. Speaking of which, Farewell Radio Club is open at 6 p.m. tomorrow and after 9. Be able to stay on long enough to work Walter. And I have 40-meter mobile. Hopefully be able to. My grounding situation straightened up, so I should be able to work over in the car if we get boot out early. Alrighty. Let's see. Anybody else on this topic of soda or pill topping or QRP portable operation, things like that?
Steve, let me
go ahead.
With a portable day, is it going to be up at the Best Guy Book for the coming October, over?
Well, we're in agreement with Barry is in agreement with him that we want to do
coincides with the Boy Scouts Jamboree on the Air activity. I'll have to talk it up as we get close. I'm just going to come along. Have a good time.
I can certainly ask for scouts to come and attend and participate. And in fact, there's two fine Boy Scout troops right in Farallon that are likely to send people. That weekend will be, unless they change it, the Catholic Scout Retreat, which also includes its own Jamboree on the Air operation, but that's fine. We'll rock and roll. So if nothing else, you'll have somebody to work over by the Palisades down along the river in Dostock. But if they move the date or cancel the retreat on account of weather, or postpone it, I should say, on account of weather, then we will definitely be there ourselves in Farallon. Along that line, on Tuesday, a couple of different operations going on for National Night Out, another portable operation opportunity for time to promote amateur radio. There's going to be something in Clifton, I'm not sure where, somewhere in their Memorial Park. There'll be an amateur radio group doing their thing there. The one in Farallon as well, and in that same pavilion, by the way, but also adjacent to it. Those who are in Field A, if you know where my really super long wire was centered, between the pavilion and the site where Farallon used to operate their Field A in that same park. My trailer gizmo with a fully operational station and any cover will be there. And so a bit of a demo station and other goodies under the main of itself. So it's going to be pretty nice, evening. Come by if you'd like. Bring your amateur radio piece and maybe a few things you can lug in just to show people stuff. Alrighty. And that's this Tuesday evening. 7 to 9. I think some of us will be there as early as 6. Any questions? By the way, people are also encouraged to make amateur radio contact via the 7-9 repeater during the period. So just be aware. We'll probably use this repeater as well for the echolink access and some other things. But 7-9 is people are encouraged to operate. Alrighty. Who's our next person, Mr. Dunn?
I don't have anybody else so far, unless somebody else has a comment or question, please come. That's what I have record of here, so if somebody has one or has a comment or question, please come now and then over.
W2KF, just checking in.
Hey, Carl, we were just talking about National Night Out.
My ears were burning, and thanks for the reminder about the joint portable day that we're thinking about. It's the third Saturday in October. My calendar says on 7th, so penciled into my calendar, and why don't we discuss that one of these?
Be great. Yeah, book it for morning. It would probably work workable. Alrighty. Go from there. Anybody have any comments or questions for Carl regarding this opportunity? All right, Carl, you have any follow-up?
Oh, not at all. Just that we're lucky to have a good location under the metal shelter. It's a lightning-proof shelter, but the weather-resistant shelter. So, back to that. W2TPT and the couple U2KVM.
Very good, Carl. Now, if we are lacking another topic, I have something that I wanted to mention tonight. I have a really nice Raspberry Pi 2 Model B. Interesting processor. Got a lot more horsepower than its predecessor. Got twice as many USB ports. It's got a micro SD card port instead of a SD card port. Got some other goodies on there. Got a port, of course. HDMI port. All the usual interfaces. You know, basically it'll support everything the old Red I used to do. But I just got it, $32 at Micro Center, and absolutely marvelous. Looking forward to it. A couple of little projects. Oh, by the way, they'll use the same key. So anyway, if anyone has any thoughts on that subject, or they'll hail the gang's all here. They'll talk about it.
W2
WATP.
Mr. Paul, W2APP, checking in. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, I actually got one myself. Sitting on the desk here. Just got to start playing about with it. What I'm actually hearing is there's some couple of low-level architecture changes. So some of the software that was available for the earlier models won't actually run on this one. A lot of people are working on drivers to remedy that, so you just got to watch out for that one. And as I think I told you earlier, I think Windows 10 at some point will be available for this. So this platform is really, really going to kick off. With that, I'll send it back to V2APP, back to KTBR.
Yep, Windows 10 will be available. I mean, obviously, you can use their Android operating implementations. But yeah, it's pretty exciting that 10 is quite available for this puppy. All my invested infrastructure, Raspberry Pis, will be preserved one way or the other. Not running too many things that are dependent on changes in the hardware. Improvements are well worth it, and I'm sure there'll be new driving platforms. So it's really exciting. Windows 10, it's available for anybody who bought Windows 7 or 8 for the next, at least 8 or 9, I forget, but you will be able to upgrade for free the 7 or 8 implementations, and so feel free to avail yourself of that. You'll have a licensed copy of Windows 10 for your trouble if you're using Windows machines, and I tend to take advantage of that. A couple of things I did see in that, they have replaced Internet Explorer with something else, their own browser. It also comes with a really handy-dandy word processor and spreadsheet gizmo. So there's that as well, including operating systems. So two most common apps within Microsoft Office, you know, to spend money for, essentially, because they have an embedded version now that they'll come with the operating system. And I hear that it's really super stable and really try it. One other thing, it has the start button is back, but it also kept the tile system, but they down tile size, so you can mess around with all that stuff there. So, we'll see what the Windows 10 version is for the Android, but they're going after that Linux market big time. They left with the platform island. Any comments? Dropped that rather precipitously. Anybody have any comments? Mr. Paul, how about you?
Nothing really to add. You know, at this point, it's like it can't be any worse than Windows 8. From what I'm hearing, a lot of people do seem to like it, you know, from the early reviews coming through. I've got a few PCs right here. I think I'll probably just upgrade one, take a look at it, and see where we get to.
A fine idea. Very fine idea. Alrighty. Very good. Any other questions, comments, confusions for the
WA2UMP?
Mr. Jim.
Yeah, just wanted to say that I've also downloaded Windows 10, the pre-release. I haven't gotten the latest and greatest official release. Worked well on my 4-year-old Acer that had an Atom 64 processor on it, but did have some problems when I loaded it on my brand new next unit computing, the Intel Nook. Great computer that I just purchased, has got it with 16 gig of RAM and 250 gig solid state drive. The audio didn't work, but so I loaded in Windows 8.1. Looking forward to getting a more stable version of Windows 10, and don't want to time out the repeater, but my opinion of Windows 10 was very favorable. It was a lot more like Windows 7.
Yeah, exactly. Windows 8, the Active Tile edition of ME gets Active Tiles, being cynical. But I'm not a big edition. Never used it, actually, except on somebody else's system. I'm lucky enough to have it. I did install Windows 8. In fact, I bought my own licensed copy of Windows 8. God help me. Never mind. Anyway, it was all good. Anybody else? All right, well, barring any last calls for announcements and things like that, we'll secure that. Anybody else?
Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee, checking in.
82 IRY, welcome aboard. Very good. Anything you want to add?
No, I'm just checking in this week to see if any DMR people were on the net tonight.
Let's see. I don't think we have any DMR people. I'm not here. Oh, you don't have a DMR radio, do you?
WA2UMP does.
Oh, God help me. Yes, Jim, hello. Your ball. Actually, IRY, your ball for... And then go direct with Jim.
Good evening, Jim. New to DMR. Having kind of a little problem programming it. My radio's not receiving correctly. When I put it on monitor, I see different time slots for different groups. So just wondering if there's a good website that was out there that I could get the right information for the New York repeaters.
And what radio do you have? Let's start with that.
CS750. Charlie Sierra 750 from Kinect System.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have its predecessor, CS700, which is a good basic radio, and so is the 750. You can get the information. It's almost like the CS700, and if you go to YouTube, there's a YouTube that shows you how to program CS700. If you go to the website n2jti.net and click on repeaters, you'll see all the basic information about what to set it up. Where is your location? Let's start with that, which repeater you should start with. You could probably, if you're in the immediate area, you could hit the Orangeburg and you can hit K2 Mac in the Empire State Building.
Right out of Dobbs-Ferry, I have Orangeburg already programmed in. I was just with the talk groups and the time slots, because I'm just hearing different guys and I'm looking at information on a couple of different websites, and it's giving me one thing and these guys are using a different one. So I was just trying to make sure which is the most accurate site so I program it correctly.
Which talk groups work for you? Go ahead.
I have Worldwide, Worldwide English, United States, not United States, North America, New York, New Jersey, Turbo, New York State, New Jersey State, PAC 310, 311, and 1.
All right, to start, just stick with the basics. You want tri-state, okay? That's the most important one. It gives you the whole tri-state area. The second most important is North America. The third is Northeast. And then you want TAC 310 and TAC 311. Stick with those five puppies and get those five to work. Some of the other talk groups are not used as frequently. Do the talk groups work for you? Which ones work, which ones don't work? Forget about the more obscure ones.
I've got contacts on North America, New Jersey statewide, New York statewide. That's about it right now.
All right, well, when it's working for you, those talk groups are on time slot 1, which is a shared resource, and time slot 2, which is the tri-state, is on a dedicated, that's dedicated, it's the only talk group on that. Have I talked with you before? Give me your name and call. Maybe I've talked with you over the last week. What's your name and call?
Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee, Mike out of Dobbs-Ferry.
I may have seen you on before, because your call is somewhat familiar. But it sounds like it's basically working for you. Does the TAC group 311 and 10 work for you?
Not sure. I know I haven't programmed correctly, just haven't got any contacts on it yet.
later in the weekend, and maybe I could give you a couple pointers. Maybe we could try test them out. And so if you want to give me a call, I can call you later in the weekend, or if you want to meet me on the air tomorrow evening, say at 10 o'clock or so, or 9:30, 10, we can talk then.
That sounds good. What's your call again, Jim?
My call is WA2UMP, and if you send a send me an email to WA2UMP@ARRL.net, and I'll send you my cell, and we can just get on and test out the call groups. 9:30 or so, 9:30 would be a good time tomorrow evening if that that works for you.
Pending no emergency, that sounds about good for me. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, very good. And for the rest of the group, EMR is a lot of fun. It doesn't cost very much. For $200, you can. It brings a whole new dimension in addition to the regular analog stuff that we all know and love. It does bring a whole new dimension. The audio quality is really outstanding. I spend about two-thirds to three-quarters of my time on DMR, and after a year and a half, I'm still getting a kick out of it. So for $200, it opens up a whole new world, and you can go on YouTube and check out the CS700, CS750, and see if that that's something that appeals to you.
Connected N2BHZ repeater. N2OEL disconnected.
Okay, so N2VHZ has just logged into the. And then did you want to add anything to this? I guess not. All right, Mike, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
It took almost. We got you your answer. Very good. Anybody else have any questions?
K9GTM, just checking in.
K9 Golf John, anybody else? Alrighty, well, I'm going to thank everybody for a pleasant net. It's only been back for really the hour with lots of interesting, very diverse topics. Wish Walter a good hike tomorrow night, just really here and all 7.222. Anonymous around 40 meters, starting around 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Township here, so also a bar meeting Sunday night with Cheryl. Enjoy the lab, bookshop, and the station. The Washington Township, Sharif is the program. But, you know, we talked about other things. So, thank everyone for Tango Victor. You'll also be able to tech group about it. And I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Hopefully we'll see some of you at Fairlawn tomorrow night, some of you actually on Sunday night. And just for good measures, National Night Out in Fairlawn on Tuesday night, we will see you there. Speed in the radio company, so they're trying to repeat your general radio use. A2BAR, W2TTT, signing.
A2JK.
Ta-da.
Before Sean K9GTM came in, it was said, did he make it in?
He, for our purposes, he has, yes. It's N2 Victor Hotel Zulu. I call it Vigahertz.
Yeah.
But yeah, check him in. He often dials it up and listens all the way. Well, he's completing his work task, which can get a little.
Okay, I'll send you a list in a few minutes. You can call it ARRL.net, correct?
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate it, Don. Yeah, the other thing we talked about tonight was Raspberry Pis, Windows 10, and God, all sorts of things. Very eclectic net tonight. Thanks, Don. W2JK, see you
W2TTT. W2JK, clear.
W2TTT, K9JTM. W2TTT, K9JTM.
KB2 in LA. Thank you.
November 2, Victor, Hotel Zulu Mobile. N2VH Mobile, November 2, Victor, Hotel Zulu Mobile. November 2, Victor, Hotel Zulu Mobile, listening.
N2BHZ, repeater, disconnected. Connected, KD2IKB. IKB disconnected.
Not resist. Sorry, pal.
I had been going back to work, like I said last night. I would definitely be hanging it up.
Like we even said in the old days, you never know when anybody's eavesdropping. Just because I can't get into Louie's machine from home, I can still listen.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Oh, I could get into it, but I would have to do what you did.
Wife got me this morning. She's like, what time did you get home? I said, what are you talking about? She's like, I heard you pulling out of the driveway.
So did you tell her why you were gone?
I did one better. I rolled them through the house to the back.
She must love you, I'll tell you. She's got to be a saint.
I instantly got the mop out and cleaned the tile floor. And I'll be right back. I'm going to get myself another cup of tea.
Yeah, I'm going to get a car ready to put up on the lift. I'll be listening. KD2, BOR. Humidity is 98%.
Yeah, Man, I'll tell you, my dehumidifier is working overtime in the basement, I gotta tell you. It's doing a good job, though. Keeps the place dry, that's what I want.
Yeah, we don't have too much problem with moisture in the basement. You know, the air conditioning, the ducts are old. You know, it's pulling some of the air out of the basement, and, you know, that's drying the air out down there. Plus, we got one AC duct going in on one side of the basement, so we don't have too much problem with moisture.
Good. That's good. Yeah, we, just relaxing. I'll tell you, last night, I just couldn't believe the weather. I just couldn't believe it. As a matter of fact, the guys came to cut the grass, and, Jesus, just, I would say, 10 minutes after they cut the grass, they put their equipment away, it came down like a ton of bricks.
Well, the grass probably needed it anyway, especially this time of the year. All right, I'm going to put it on the side just for a few minutes. Pick it up with Chris, KD2BOR.
Very good, Rocky. KD2BOR, W2YP. Chris, go ahead, pick it up. I'm on the Cross County Parkway.
Very good. Yeah, I didn't go outside too much today, but I just went out to my car a few minutes ago, and it's still feel it.
And one thing, when I get to work, I'm running right in. I don't want to know anything. I haven't had a chance to get the AC fixed in a car, so I'm flying blind here all week. So once this afternoon comes, I think I'm going to take it in to take care of business because I can't have this for the weekend. How'd you make out with your antennas? I think you were putting up an antenna, a dipole or something, or over there.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I do a little bit of, you know, I actually have everything mounted to the mast now, and I'm ready to shoot the wire across over into the tree.
Okay. I was playing around with that stupid quad band antenna, you know, the cheapo one that comes from China. That thing has a mechanical floor at the base of it, and I took my MFJ and I checked it out, and I found out that it has a short at the base of it, and I think I'm just going to chunk it because I can't take the connector apart. Those base connectors you cannot take apart. Those two PL259s, they're kind of like molded. So I'm going to junk it. And I think I'm going to buy the other one. I think MFJ makes one, which is black, stealth black. I think I'm going to get that one with the separate tuning elements for 6 meters and 10 meters.
I was talking to a money. Just put up, it's 20 and 40 meters to Bazooka. Never heard of it.
Created